Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
It's about this time of year that schools of bullhead fry seem to be seen swimming around near shore areas of North Dakota lakes and streams. It might surprise you, but there are three species of bullheads native to our state: the black, yellow, and brown bullhead. It's the black bullhead that's the most common. Bullheads and catfish are occasionally confused. They're in the same fish family, but an easy way to tell them apart is that bullheads have squared tails while catfish have forked tails. And I think most people would agree that catfish are better eating. You may see catfish on the menu in some restaurants, but not bullhead. Bullheads are native to North America, basically east of the Rockies, where they prefer slow-moving streams and shallow lakes with soft, muddy bottoms. They're widely known to tolerate very warm water with very low oxygen levels. They can tolerate low oxygen levels in part by coming to the water surface to gulp air. They can also absorb some oxygen through their skin. As most anglers know, bullheads are bottom feeders that'll eat most anything. Their diet consists of a wide variety of plant and animals, ranging from algae and worms, mollusks, insects, dead fish, and crayfish. They have a well-developed sense of smell. So do catfish, thus the common use of smelly baits. They have thousands of taste buds scattered all over their bodies, particularly on their barbels. These sensors are thought to help find food in muddy water. Bullheads spawn in late spring and early summer, roughly April through June. Each female may lay between 2,000 and 6,000 eggs in a small depression she's excavated at the bottom of the body of water. The male then watches and cares for the eggs by fanning them to keep them oxygenated until they hatch. Once hatched, the females also join in parental care until the young grow old to 2 inches long. It's these young fish, or fry, that we may see in schools this time of year. Schooling serves to help protect fish from predators such as northerns and walleyes, as well as cormorants, herons, and pelicans. And of course, most people probably know that bullheads have sharp spines on their dorsal fins and pectoral fins. So if you ever have to handle them, be careful not to get jabbed. That's an experience not soon forgotten. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.